What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Mind Over Macros podcast. As always, I am your host, Mike Milner. First, let me apologize for the difference in sound quality. This is an on-the-road episode coming to you from beautiful and sunny Miami, which was not intentional, but we'll just start this episode with a little lesson because I had a crazy week. I had this trip planned. I was doing a workshop for other coaches over the weekend, and I knew I needed to get ahead of the podcast schedule. And I had everything mapped out beautifully, except I could not get this one episode done. So I brought my headset with me because the lesson here is adjustments over excuses. Anytime you're in a situation where plans change and you may have even planned ahead, let's say you're traveling or you've got a function or an event or something, and you plan ahead and you do the best you can, and then everything goes to shit. I like to think about the adjustment instead of the excuse. It's very easy to say, oh, well, XYZ happened, so I couldn't get this thing done. But try to think of it as two separate entities. We often combine the two. Like, you know, my kid did this, so I did this. Like, my kid was acting crazy, so I ate everything in sight. No, those are actually two separate entities. Your kid did something, and then you separately chose to respond that way. So it's important the way that we communicate with ourselves. And I just wanted to use this as a reminder that, no, this isn't perfect. I'm very particular about sound quality. I hate that I have to sacrifice on that. And I also am disappointed that my plans did not go as I expected when it comes to getting ahead of this, but it happens. So we make the adjustment, we move on, and sometimes done is better than perfect. And hopefully I'll make up for it with what I'm talking about in this episode. And we also have to do a giveaway because it's the Wednesday edition. So if you don't already know, if you leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you're eligible to win a free supplement of your choice from one of our sponsors, Cured Nutrition, Legion Athletics, or of course we have Organifi. This week's winner, by the way, we have 897 reviews on Apple Podcasts alone, which is pretty crazy. Hopefully by next week that will be above 900. So if you just open up the podcast app on your phone, hit the search button, type in Mind Over Macros, tap on the show thumbnail, and then scroll down, you'll see the ratings and reviews, and then you can submit a review. This week's winner is J. Joe Marlowe. J. Joe Marlowe says, inspiring. I count on these doses of tough love from Coach Mike. He's taught me to let go of excuses, accept reality of circumstances, and know that the answer is always the same. Consistency over a long period of time. Thanks for the support, Mike. Thank you, J. Joe Marlowe. I appreciate it. And you are 1,000% correct. It is always consistency over a long period of time. And this episode will probably be a little bit of tough love as well. So what I need you to do for being the winner is email me, mike@peakoptimizationperformance.com. Tell me what supplement you want to try. Any of our sponsors, you can go to their sites, Cured, Organifi, or Legion, and pick any product you want. Let me know which one you want to try, and we'll send it over totally free. All right, so the context of this episode was brought about by a conversation I had with a friend this weekend in Miami. I have a friend that lives down here part of the time, lives part of the year in Philly, part of the time in Miami. That's definitely goals for me, to get out of the Philly winters, because we left and it was like 35, 40 degrees, and it's been close to 80, like high 70s since we've been here. So not looking, well, actually it's supposed to be a little bit warmer when we get back, but this is like, there's like one cloud that I can see in the sky and it's absolutely perfect. So anyway, I had mentioned something kind of like off the cuff about my Hashimoto's, and he was like, oh, my best friend's sister has Hashimoto's as well. And he's like, yeah, it's it's really unfortunate. She's gained like 50 pounds. And he was asking me all these questions about Hashimoto's. And it just made me think about how, once again, we often use these things as a reason why we can't accomplish certain things. So he was telling me about her situation and was like, no matter what, it seems like she just continues to use that as an excuse to keep gaining weight, and then is really frustrated at how much weight she's gaining, but she acts like completely helpless, like there's nothing that she can do because this is just the hand that she was dealt. And obviously that hits close to home because I do have Hashimoto's. And I was like, well, that's interesting because I was diagnosed and I'm currently in a fat loss phase, although taking a diet break while I'm in Miami. But coming into the trip, I left at my lowest weight, was down just a little bit over 11 pounds. It has not been that long. It has not been that, you know, not restrictive. I've still had a nice level of flexibility. I haven't been too hungry. I haven't noticed any sort of like, you know, I started noticing that my energy levels were a little bit down. It was difficult to get in like movement here and there. I noticed just the ease of getting to like 10,000 steps was getting more and more difficult as I was progressing through the deficit. But for the most part, it's been pretty smooth sailing. Now, here's the thing. I'm a completely different person. I'm not trying to compare the two. However, whether it's Hashimoto's, whether you have any other kind of autoimmune condition, whether you are dealing with hormonal issues, whether you're dealing with gut health issues, you can still control anything that you want to control. That doesn't mean that it's easy. The way that I like to present it is like this. If you play video games, you know that there's different settings, right? You can play on like the easy setting, you can play on the intermediate setting, and then you can play on like the difficult setting. Certain video games, you could select how difficult you want the game to be. And the objective is you kind of progress through the levels, right? You start on easy, you get really good, then you advance, right? And then you become the expert. When you are dealing with an autoimmune condition, when you are dealing with any sort of a condition that makes weight loss more challenging, like Hashimoto's, like PCOS, like going through perimenopause or menopause, like dealing with gut health issues, you're starting on a more difficult setting. Whereas somebody with great genetics, somebody with, you know, a fast metabolism and was just hit the genetic lottery, they get to play on easy. Now, that doesn't mean that the whole process is easy. I'm saying that the setting for them is easier than it might be for you if you're dealing with some kind of a autoimmune or hormonal issue. But what does that mean? Does that mean that you can't do it? Does that mean that it's always going to hold you back? Well, yeah, if you allow it to. If you continue to use that as the excuse, if you continue to use that as the crutch, then it will be impossible. But there's like a deeper issue here that I want to uncover. But first, I thought it was really interesting because my friend was telling me that his friend's sister, we were talking about, like, he's like, what do you do differently with Hashimoto's? I was like, honestly, nothing. I avoid gluten, which is most people should if you have Hashimoto's. That's it. It was like, I'm primarily gluten-free, although I'm not going to say, like, I've had gluten this weekend. It was the first time that I've had gluten in probably 2 months. But I know, like, a little bit, I know how it impacts me. It's not the end of the world. But he was saying that she's, like, strict gluten-free, but she'll have like gluten-free cookies and gluten-free brownies and gluten-free all these other like treats. And it's funny because, yes, she's making the accommodation based off of the condition, but completely ignoring the fact that a lot of these gluten-free options have more calories. So Mel and I got acai bowls yesterday, and we were laughing because we're looking at the menu and all of like the quote unquote healthy choices had way more calories than the quote unquote unhealthy choices. So we're looking at the nutrition facts that they had posted. They had this gluten-free granola that was like 280 calories per serving. Their regular granola was like 160 calories per serving. They had the Nutella, which was like 170 calories per serving. And the almond butter was like 190 calories per serving. Like sometimes we look at things and we label them as healthy versus unhealthy without forgetting the basic principles of thermodynamics, the fact that calories still matter. And then I was like, first of all, the acai bowls were absolutely incredible and delicious. And yes, I got the Nutella. And yes, I got the normal granola, not the gluten-free. And it was so good. And Mel was like trying to remember the first time that she ever tried an acai bowl. And I remembered where I learned about them was actually at the CrossFit Games, which was probably in, I don't remember the year, but it was the first year that it was in Madison. So whenever the games moved to Madison, that first year I was there. And at the games outside the stadium, they had all these vendors. And all of these CrossFitters were lined up at the acai bowl stand, like line, like the longest line there was. Then there was an ice cream stand that had nobody in line. And I'm cracking up because this is another example where the like decadent, these bowls were like massive acai bowls with all the things, the almond butter and all the stuff. Normally they're going to be anywhere from like 600 to 1,000 calories, depending on what you get in it. And the ice cream that I got was probably 300 to 400 calories. So like half the calories, but yet all of the CrossFitters are like, well, this is healthier because it has the granola and the almond butter and the coconut and the flax, like all the things that they perceive as healthy, ignoring the fact that they're consuming more than double the calories than the ice cream, which they perceive as unhealthy. Anyway, it's just the reason why I'm painting this picture is because when it comes to certain things like autoimmunity, and it comes to your ability to be successful and play on a difficult setting, right? Like the video game setting, everything starts with one base layer, and that is beliefs. So if we think about a pyramid, the base level of the pyramid is your beliefs. Nothing can be accomplished without understanding the base layer of the pyramid, because every single piece of information gets filtered through your belief system first and foremost before anything else. That's conscious choice, that's subconscious choice, and that's your unconscious mind. At every level, every single level, it's being filtered through your beliefs first and foremost. So first, if you think about the example of this particular individual who has Hashimoto's, who believes that she can't lose weight, and then all of her decisions confirm that, right? I'm going to eat the gluten-free donuts, the gluten-free brownies, the gluten-free cookies, taking no ownership of like nutrition and training and exercise, all the things that we can control, but all of her decisions are subconsciously, consciously, and in her unconscious mind being filtered through that core belief. So if you've ever been through something where kind of like some kind of a traumatic event, or you have a autoimmune condition, or you're going through perimenopause or menopause, everything starts at the base level of the pyramid, which is your beliefs. Now, a lot of times people say, well, how do I know? How do I know which beliefs are holding me back? Like the question, what do you believe, is an important question. And it's not always an easy one to answer. Sometimes we're like, I don't know. I think I know, but do I really know? And here's an easy way to find out. When there is a situation that triggers an emotional reaction, you can uncover what your subconscious belief is, where that information got filtered. Remember, every single thing, every single piece of information, decision, action, behavior, choice, gets filtered through your beliefs first and foremost, which is why that's the base level of the pyramid. Nothing else matters if we don't start there. I know not everybody wants to hear this, but this is reality. So when something triggers an emotional reaction, you will be able to uncover your belief system. Let's just say you see somebody at the gym and they're really fit and you have an emotional reaction to that. You see this person, you're like, oh my God. There is an emotional reaction. Maybe it's jealousy. Maybe it's envy. There, if it triggers an emotional reaction, it will uncover your belief, which might be, okay, this jealousy, I feel this way because I don't think that I'm capable of achieving that, right? Now you have this belief that you are unable to reach that level. You're unable to accomplish that. And your decisions will confirm that belief. You cannot move past the base level if that's your, like, doesn't matter how much you say you want to be fit. It doesn't matter how much you say you want something. You will always, always, always land back at the base level of the pyramid because everything will be processed through that information first. That belief system is the base. You can't advance past it. So your beliefs have to work in your favor. And if you don't, and here's the good news is they're actually very malleable. You can change your beliefs, but you have to know what they are in order to change them. So for this particular person, her beliefs are likely, just by hearing the story, that she cannot lose weight with Hashimoto's. And her decisions and her behaviors all confirm that. And then when she's presented with information that would be counter to her beliefs, she immediately denies it. No, you don't understand. It's my hormones. It's my thyroid. It's not possible for me, right? Like all the things confirm her belief system. Now, we would have to help her. And this is the challenging part. She would have to first become aware of that belief and then actively decide that it's holding her back and it's not serving her. And then she can rewrite that belief to anything that she wants. And that's the nice part about it, but it's very difficult. It sounds super easy, but people, first of all, very rarely have awareness around those beliefs. And when they do have awareness, sometimes they have a hard time letting go of the belief that's holding them back and rewriting a new belief that serves them. So if you think about like somebody who believes that the earth is flat, right? Like no amount of arguing matters because they're holding on to that belief. Like it doesn't matter how much you try to show them facts and figures, right? So I could sit here and say, you know, I am an example of somebody who's losing weight with Hashimoto's. I've been able to build muscle with Hashimoto's. I've been able to, you know, have flexibility and still enjoy alcohol on occasion and still have gluten on occasion and still do all of these things and have, you know, a healthy body composition. It won't matter. Because that, again, it's like me trying to take somebody who believes that the earth is flat and show them pictures and data and all the discoveries that we've made that show that it is not. It won't matter because the belief system is there. The base of the pyramid is your belief system. So that's the first part of it. And it's interesting because you see this like frequently, like the whole episode I did about a calorie deficit. Like people are holding on to a belief and it doesn't matter the scientific proof. Scientific proof will not matter when it comes to your belief system. You have to actively decide. First of all, you have to uncover what your beliefs are. When you have that, when you're trying to figure out, what do I believe? When you have the emotional reaction, it's revealing something. It's revealing something about your belief. You just have to do the introspection to figure out, what is this revealing? Like, I had somebody message me on Instagram, and she was like making a joke about her kids being her excuse. And it's not actually a joke. It's revealing. Because if you immediately go to, you know, I have kids, therefore I cannot be successful, right? There's a belief, there's an underlying belief there that you will always confirm, whether you know it or not. You will always confirm it until you rewrite the belief, until you get rid of it and fill the pages with something new that better serves you. Then the next level up from your belief system are principles. What do I know to be true? So the belief system is, what do I believe? Your principles are, what do I know to be true? A principle would be the law of thermodynamics, energy in versus energy out. Another principle would be time under mechanical tension, or progressive overload, or things of that nature. A principle would be really like any scientific principle where you can attempt to falsify it, but it's kind of stood up against all attempts. However, again, like the earth being flat, like it doesn't, so that's why it starts with the beliefs, because, you know, I can have this principle that I know to be true, which is the law of thermodynamics. Okay, so no matter how many times we try to falsify the laws of thermodynamics, they've held up to all scientific testing. However, if somebody doesn't have the belief, right? Like if I believe that hormones somehow make energy in versus energy out irrelevant, then I will ignore all of the literature. I'll ignore all of the research because I have a different belief. So it starts there. Then we move up to principles. What do I know to be true? And so, like building muscle, time under mechanical tension, losing fat, law of thermodynamics, like these are principles that I know to be true. And no matter how many times we've tried to falsify them through research and studies, they've held up. But it only works if you have the belief system in place. Then we move up to principles. What do I know to be true? And so then from principles, you move up to strategy. So based off of the principle, we move up to the strategy. So let's just say I'm trying to lose fat and I have the belief that I am able, I can do it. Regardless of my circumstances, I have the belief that I have control no matter what, through autoimmunity, through, you know, kids or perimenopause, whatever it is, you still believe that it's possible, that you can do it. Then there's the principle. What do I know to be true? Thermodynamics. Okay, great. Now we go to the strategy, which is, all right, I'm going to actively implement a calorie deficit. So the strategy is based off of the principle. I'm going to insert, and there's a bunch of different strategies that you can take, but based off of the principles that we know to be true, we're going to implement the strategy. Calorie deficit. Okay. I have to find a way to consume less calories than I burn, than I expend. I have to find a way. The strategy is, I'm going to consume less calories than I burn. Then from the next level up on the pyramid is tactics. What's the tactic that I'm going to use to implement the strategy that follows the principle, that follows the belief? Hopefully you're tracking with me so far and that you can visualize this pyramid moving up. Beliefs, principles, strategies, tactics. So we're on the tactics level. That could be tracking macros. That could be some kind of portion control, some kind of even like, you know, intuitive eating. I'm going to intuitively try to create this deficit. any amount of like, you know, points and portions and tracking. There's all these different tactics that we can implement to follow the strategy of a calorie deficit that follows the principle of thermodynamics, that follows the belief that I am able to do this. Then we go into tools. Tools is the very top level of the pyramid. Tools are like MyFitnessPal and Trainerize and, you know, Chronometer and, you know, meal containers or whatever, right? So most people look at the tools. What tracking app do you recommend? What equipment do you recommend? Do I need dumbbells or bands? Do I need a machine or whatever? Most people spend their time worrying about the tools or the tactics. The vast majority of the people are spending all of their time worrying about tools and tactics. You know, should I track macros? Should I do intermittent fasting? Should I do Weight Watchers? Should I do whatever? Should I use MyFitnessPal? Should I use Chronometer? Most people spend all of their energy in the tactics and tools, and they ignore the base of the pyramid. They ignore, what do you believe? And then they get so frustrated and they're like, I don't understand why macro tracking isn't working for me. I don't understand why XYZ thing isn't working for me. I'm using the tools, except you've completely ignored your beliefs and your principles. You've completely ignored the base level of the pyramid. Now, I can promise you, if I went to this individual, my friend's sister, who has Hashimoto's like me, and I tried to tell her about tracking macros, we're basically going right to the tactics, she would have zero chance of success right now. Zero chance of success right now, because her belief, from what I can tell, is that she cannot lose weight with Hashimoto's. And until that belief changes, the strategies, the tactics, and the tools make no fucking difference. That goes for everybody. If you're like, well, this didn't work for me, I promise you, you're probably looking at tactics and tools without actually assessing the underlying belief. Every piece of information starts there. You filter it through your beliefs, then your principles, then the strategies, then the tactics, then the tools. It's not exciting. It's not a quick hack. It's not a, you know, dopamine producing strategy here. This is real shit. This is how it works. This is how the human condition works. It starts with your belief. There's a guy that I follow on Instagram who works specifically with autoimmunity. He talks about this all the time. He has his own like version of framing it, but it all comes back to the same thing. It's like the first step that he takes with all of his clients, it's beliefs. And it's similar. Like, it's also why when you are trying to achieve something, when you're trying to accomplish this goal, and you want to be healthy and you want to be fit, and you're so frustrated at yourself because you say you want this, but yet your behaviors and actions tell a different story. Are you willing to go to that base level of the pyramid? It's why having support, it's why having guidance, it's why having a coach is so important. Because doing it on your own is really difficult because of the subconscious manipulation of your mind to confirm those beliefs. You're always going to default there until you have somebody walking you through the process of first bringing you that level of awareness and then helping you to rewrite the narrative to instill more productive beliefs that confirm what you actually want to accomplish. Then we can get to the principles. Then we can get to the strategies. Then we can get to the tactics. Then we can get to the tools. But trying to do that on your own is very complicated. I don't recommend it. But again, that in and of itself might be a base level belief that's holding you back. I believe that I should be like, there's some kind of reward for doing it on my own. I believe that there's some kind, like, I should be able to figure this out. I know what to do. I'm just not doing. Like, if you think about all the things that you say and the emotional reaction, like the feeling of having to seek out help. And if that triggers an emotional reaction, it will probably uncover the belief that's holding you back. I hope this is making sense, because this is really where it happens. Like, dealing with autoimmunity is nothing more than playing the game, right? Wanting to play this game. And the objective of the game is to just keep playing it. It's an infinite game. But dealing with autoimmunity from a strategy level, is nothing more than playing the game on a higher difficulty setting. That's it. You have to be more intentional. That means you have to be more intentional with your food choices, more intentional with movement, more intentional with your exercise routine, more intentional with recovery, more intentional with stress management. That's all that it means. And in any scenario, gut health, hormonal issues, menopause, autoimmunity, it's just a higher difficulty setting where you have to be more intentional. But none of that matters if you don't believe that you can control it. If you believe that you are just destined to be, you know, sick or overweight or unhappy or whatever, you will always confirm that base level of the pyramid, no matter what, no matter what tactics you try, no matter what fancy tools you download, it does not matter. Oh, what supplements should I take? What tracking app should I use? What workout app should I use? What equipment do I need? Those are people who are focusing on tactics and tools without building the base of the pyramid, which begins with your beliefs and then moves to your principles and then moves to strategies. And then we can worry about tactics and tools. That part becomes so easy because you already have everything else in place. I hope this is making sense. Identify, if you don't know what you believe, if you don't know the belief that's holding you back, you do have to pay attention. You have to be more introspective. You have to, especially when there's an emotional reaction to something, when you see, you know, especially related to the thing that you're trying to accomplish. So when it's related to fat loss, let's just say, when you see somebody who has the body composition that you want, what's the emotional reaction? When you hear me say that autoimmunity or, you know, Hashimoto's or PCOS or perimenopause or menopause or gut health issues are not death sentences and they're not going to hold you back from losing weight, how do you feel when I say that just because you're a mom and you have a busy schedule and you have kids, that doesn't mean that you can't lose weight? Like, what is that? What emotion comes to the forefront? Are you like, screw this guy, he's a man, he doesn't know? If so, there's an emotional reaction there that is uncovering a belief. And it's up to you to bring that to the forefront so you can identify if that's really serving you, if you want to hold on to that belief or not. And then it's very malleable. You get to change it. You get to rewrite it. But the information is there. You have to be willing to go there. A lot of people don't want to because it is more comfortable to have that crutch. It's more comfortable to keep the excuse. We keep the excuse intact in that way. It's always external. We never have to look internal. People are so afraid of the truth mirror. People are so afraid to dig a little bit deeper because they're, what am I going to uncover? You're going to uncover your beliefs. And the worst case scenario is simply that you have a belief that is holding you back. But you have now identified it, and now we can do something about it. So the worst case scenario is actually a positive. Unless it's really hard for you to take ownership and responsibility and do something about it. Anyway, I really hope that this made sense, and I would love to hear some feedback. If you have questions, if you want to tell me that I upset you in some way, you can message me on Instagram @coach_Mike_Milner, and I will talk to you next time.